Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is 2018, January 11, day 11. Today's topic is God really granted success to my journey yesterday. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Time with Abba. Today, the four passages are Psalm 7, verses 10 to 17, Genesis chapter 24, verse 52 to chapter 26, verse 16, Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 to 34, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. Let's pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. Now I'm going to read what I've copied today. Psalm 7, 10 to 17. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays His wrath every day. If He does not relent, He will sharpen His sword. He will bend and strain his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Genesis chapter 24. The first part I copy is 55 to 58. But her brother and her mother replied, "Let the young woman remain with us 10 days or so, then you may go." But Abraham's servant said to them, "Do not detain me now that the Lord has granted success to my journey. Send me on my way so I may go to my master." Then they said, "Let's call the young woman and ask her about it." So they called Rebecca and asked her, "Will you go with this man?" "I will go," she said. Chapter 25, verses 20. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebecca. 21, verse 21. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was childless. The Lord answered his prayer and his wife Rebecca became pregnant. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. chapter 26, verse 1. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the previous famine in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Verse 16. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us." Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 onward. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." Verse 25. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Verse 31. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Now, my listening. The message I got today from my Lord Jesus Christ is, God really granted success to my journey yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday, I had a wonderful experience. Right after our time with Abba and Fire on the altar, I went back to my office and did my blog podcast in English and Chinese, and I received a phone call from my wife Michelle. She told me that due to purchasing airline ticket in short notice, one return airline ticket for me to Paulus Island, South Carolina, is economy, the cheapest one, not business class. I never have business class. South Carolina to attend Bishop Chuck Murphy's funeral is more than $2,000 economy class. Can you believe that? I was shocked because the normal fee should be around $600. Because the topic I received yesterday was God granted success to your journey, I pray to Jesus, "Lord, I just completed my blog and podcast on how great you are to grant Abraham's servant success to his journey. And now my journey to attend Chuck's funeral is stuck. I don't have that money to purchase that ticket. What should I do, Lord? If you want me to go, please show me a way. Please, Lord Jesus." You can't believe what happened right after that prayer. Just like Abraham's servant prayed in Genesis 24, verse 15. The Lord said, search other nearest airports. Huh, then I opened my computer and searched. Wow, fly to Charlotte. And then drive 3.5 hours. Two tickets of $2,000 each is $4,000. And fly to Charlotte is just $600. So, Michelle and I are in a hotel in Charlotte now, waiting to drive to Pawleys Island tomorrow morning to attend Bishop Chuck Murphy's visitation at 4 p.m. and funeral Saturday at 2 p.m. God is great and He is good. So, today's Genesis started with the same keyword as yesterday's. Again, Abraham's servant used a strong word to Rebekah's brother and mother. Do not detain me now that the Lord has granted success to my journey. Wow, detain. And then we got a strong response from Rebekah. I will go. Yes, when God gives people very clear confirmation with works of miracles and wonders, people's response will be also firm and clear. If you go to take a look at what I copied today in the 5 photos, you can see I have so many because. You know what happened? When I was pondering on Genesis 26 verse 5, God told Isaac why He granted success to Abraham's descendants. He said, because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions. If you are willing to follow Abraham's model to really listen and obey, then God will surely grant you success to your journey. You got to believe that. Because it is true, and it will surely happen to you if you are willing. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to follow Abraham's good example to listen and obey to you, so that you will make our journey successful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think my experience yesterday is just a coincidence or a special inspiration from God to you? Number two, how can you change your life accordingly so that you can experience that kind of success? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.